Here's your money briefing for Monday, March 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Last week, President Trump signed a $2 trillion coronavirus rescue package. More than $300 billion of that will be direct aid to millions of households. On Friday, we talked about who qualifies for the stimulus payments. But there are also a lot of other provisions in the bill to help folks financially who may have lost their jobs or can't pay their bills or who need to access their savings because of the pandemic. All this week, we'll be taking a look at how the stimulus package does that, starting with the changes in how people can dip into what could be their biggest savings fund, their retirement.
So it gives people a lot of flexibility who might need access to some of that cash from a 401k. There's also provisions in the bill for loans.
Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson will explain how that will work and how experts are advising those who want to leave their nest egg alone, coming up after the break. Getting money into the hands of consumers impacted by the coronavirus pandemic was a major hallmark of the $2 trillion stimulus bill. And there are specific provisions for retirees and those saving for retirement. Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson is with us to discuss. So, Ann, how does the bill benefit retirees?
The bill benefits retirees by suspending required minimum distributions for 2020. So this means that, you know, typically when you turn either 70 and a half or 72, it just depends on when you were born as to what your required starting date is. But once you hit those ages, you're required to start taking money out of your IRAs, your tax-deferred IRAs, and 401ks. And there's a sort of a formula for doing that. It depends on your life expectancy. But every year, people who are, you know, starting at that age or older have to take out a required minimum from these accounts, and they have to pay taxes on them. But for 2020, this stimulus package actually suspends those required distributions for retirees. And the benefit of that is that, you know, if you don't have to take out as much money or even any money, then it gives your portfolio more time to sort of hopefully benefit from a hopeful rebound, assuming we have one.
Now, for people who are not retirees who may need to draw cash from their retirement accounts, what kind of a break do they get?
So people who have 401ks or IRAs, there's something called hardship distributions that they can take. I mean, from an IRA, I don't know that it actually has that formal name, but from a 401k, it's called a hardship distribution. They can take out up to $100,000, and the federal government is waiving what normally would be a 10% penalty that would apply on and money taken out if you're younger than 59 and a half. So just to be clear, you should take out what you need for the hardship, not just automatically take out $100,000, but you can take out up to that amount. You're going to have to pay income taxes on the distribution. This bill also allows you to spread that income tax bill out over 3 years instead of paying it in the first year. And it also gives you the chance to recontribute the money and not pay the taxes if you're able to do so over the course of 3 years. So it gives people a lot of flexibility who might need access to some of that cash from a 401k. There's also provisions in the bill for loans. In 401k plans, most plans permit participants to take loans against their balances. This bill doubles the amount that you can take from the what are the normal limits. So it's up to $100,000 or the actual full balance of their 401k, whichever one is lower. Whereas in the past, it was up to $50,000 or 50%, and, you know, gives you the chance to repay that money. Usually the terms of these loans are about 5 years.
Now, you mentioned hardship withdrawals. What sorts of things fall into that category?
Things like medical expenses or, you know, if you're going to be evicted, you can usually get access for those reasons and some others. Under this bill, it's for people who are affected by the coronavirus. Either they've been diagnosed or a spouse or dependent has been diagnosed, or they have suffered some kind of economic hardship as a result of the coronavirus crisis. So it could be that maybe you owned a business and you've suffered a declining income, or your business has closed, or you're an employee who's been furloughed or laid off, or you can't work because you don't have any childcare. So there's a bunch of ways that you can qualify for that. And the plans have been instructed to let people, you know, just sort of to basically take people at their word and not require, you know, a sort of documentation.
How do the rules apply to people who started taking required distributions in 2019?
People who have to take their first distribution have an option that people who have to take subsequent distributions do not have. For a first distribution, you can either take it in the calendar year that you're required to take it, or you can take it by April 1st of the next year. So people who were required to start in 2019 were entitled to postpone taking that first distribution until April 1st of 2020. Those who actually postponed are able to suspend for this year. So in this case, the procrastinators sort of came out ahead. If, you know, your desire is to suspend, you can.
Now, for people who inherited 401ks and IRAs, are the rules any different?
No, they can also suspend taking their distribution for this year.
How about people who do nothing and just leave their money in their account? What are the experts advising for them?
So unfortunately, a lot of people just have to take money out because they need that money to live on. And certainly if you have to take money out and or you want to take money out, you can take money out. Nobody's saying you can't do that. But if you can refrain from taking money out, it's often a benefit because when the market's down, your portfolio is down. And then if you start taking money out on top of that, you're just exacerbating the sort of downward trajectory of your balance. So it's ideal if, you know, if we're going to have a rebound that you have more money in that account to participate more fully in that rebound.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.